the first case under the new insolvency regime involving a family with mortgage borrowings has now come to light. Our business editor, David Murphy, is here and can tell us more. David, what do we know?
Well, this is a family with around €600,000 of debt. There was a case in Trim District Court last week where they were given a protective certificate. That means that they will have 70 days to negotiate with their creditors. We know that there are seven creditors involved and that they have a personal insolvency practitioner called Mitchell O'Brien. I spoke to him last night and he said that he is confident of a successful outcome and there'll be a creditors meeting likely before Christmas. So I think that the thing about this is that so far the only deals that are before the courts, with the exception of this one, are involving debts other than mortgage debt. And we know that there are 98,000 mortgage counts in arrears. And the key issue with all of this was that with this system, which was established by the Irish government, it was the first time ever that there was an insolvency system set up which included dealing with mortgage debt. The other systems in the developed world don't. They deal with other types of debt like credit card debt or credit union debt. So what we're now seeing is the first of these cases to try to resolve the issue of mortgage debt coming before the courts, which is very significant. And I think that the outcome of that case will be closely looked at.
David, is this a case of somebody who has a mortgage on a home they live in, or is there a buy-to-let involved? Do we have that level of detail?
Well, we only have fairly vague detail, but there is a buy-to-let involved and there is a commitment to sell assets as part of any deal. As we know, we did have the outcome of the first deal under the insolvency system earlier this week, and my understanding is that the write-off in that case was in excess of 70%. But this situation is likely to be different because what we're seeing is that if, for instance, you have someone who has a significant mortgage and the mortgage is much larger than the value of the home, the mortgage can only be written down to the value of the home. It can't be written down any further, for instance. So that would mean if there's a €200,000 debt on a family home and the family home is now worth €100,000, the most it can be written down to is the market value of the property. So I think for many people, while they heard a very large figure earlier this week, for many individuals, they won't be getting a deal of that type of extent in terms of the write down in value of mortgage debt on the family home.
You mentioned a protection certificate. This effectively means that these people are insulated somewhat from the people they owe money to for a period of time, and there will be a creditors meeting. How much detail will we get arising out of that? Because people, David, will be very interested to see what an ordinary mortgage holder and somebody with a buy-to-let, what sort of a write down they might achieve.
Well, we don't really know exactly what the borrower in this case will be happy with, but in terms of the types of information which will be made publicly available, it's going to be very, very limited. Ultimately, all we're really going to see is the name of the borrowers and the perhaps dates and times of when they received any type of deal being published on the website of the Insolvency Services of Ireland. It won't say how much debt is involved, it won't say what sort of write-down has been achieved, and it won't identify the creditors. But I think that what we should begin to be able to get a sense of from the personal insolvency practitioners around the country is what types of deals are being done. And in a sense, one of the ideas behind this system is that when creditors and when borrowers can see what's actually happening when people go into this legal structure and they see what types of deals are being done, well, then it gives them some sort of indication what could actually happen outside of that. And it'll force many banks and borrowers to come to some sort of arrangement because they'll know exactly what's going on within insolvency. And I think the insolvency service will be quite comfortable with that too.
Also, David, in this whole area, but separate to personal insolvency, some changes coming online with regard to bankruptcy, which will be welcomed by many.
That's right. Well, what's happening next week, Fran, is that there are the final leg of this whole insolvency situation is going to come into force, and that is the new bankruptcy regime, which is going to reduce the term of bankruptcy from 12 to 3 years. But I understand that today there are going to be amendments to the Bankruptcy Act, which will be announced in the Senedd. And what that's going to mean is that the cost of going into bankruptcy is going to be reduced. At the moment, it costs around €1,450. That's going to be cut to €750. And the reason for that cut is that at the moment, there is a requirement that people going into bankruptcy have their details published in the Irish Oifigeal publication and in a national newspaper. But that's going to change under this, so their details only have to be published on the website of the Insolvency Service of Ireland, and that's going to reduce those costs for heavily indebted individuals.
All right, David Murphy, your business editor, thank you for bringing us those details. You're with Morning Ireland.